When we look at the life of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi who spent the longest period of time propagating the deen of Allah, calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alfa sanatin illa khamsina aama, 950 years. This is in the history of mankind the longest period of da'wah by one person. And in the last moments of his life, he called his son to give him comprehensive advice which would summarize his entire life. Advice that he would utter in his last moments before leaving this world. And what did he say? Ya bunayya, O my son, amuruka bila ilaha illallah. O my son, I'm instructing you with regards to the words, the kalima, la ilaha illallah. There is no deity, there is no God except Allah. And then he said to him, fa inna samawati sab' wal ardina sab' law wudi'at aw law wudi'na fi kaffatin wa wudi'at la ilaha illallah fi kaffatin la rajahat bihinna la ilaha illallah. That this kalima la ilaha illallah is such that if the seven skies and the seven earths had to be put into one pan of a scale, and la ilaha illallah had to be put into the other pan of the scale, la ilaha illallah will outweigh the seven earths and the seven skies. And if the seven skies and the seven earths had to be made into one ring, and this kalima la ilaha illallah to be put on the other side, the kalima will definitely outweigh the seven earths and the seven skies. This is such a powerful kalima. When we say the words la ilaha illallah, then this is such a powerful kalima, such a powerful statement, that Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was the father of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzah paints the picture in the verse of the noble Quran in which he says, Am kuntum shuhada idh hadar Yaqub al-maut. Were you present when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was on his last, when he was taking his last breath? What did he say? He said to his children, wa Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, idh qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di, who will you worship after me? And what did they say? Na'budu, we will worship ilahak, your deity, your Rabb, wa ilaha abaika, and the Rabb of your forefathers, Ibrahima, wa Ismaila, wa Ishaqa, ilaha wahida, wa nahnu lahu muslimun. We will worship only the Lord of Ibrahim, the Lord of Ishaq, the Lord of Ismail, who is one God, la ilaha illallah, wa nahnu lahu muslimun, and we have submitted to him. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, wa ma arsalna min qablika min rasulin, we have not sent any messenger min qablik before you, min rasulin, any messenger, illa nuhi ilayh, except that we send revelation to him, annahu, that the matter is such, la ilaha illallah, that there is no deity except Allah. Allah is one. He is alone. Fa'budu, worship him. So this was the advice of all the Anbiya to their followers throughout their lives, in the beginning of their da'wah, through the main portion, the center portion of their da'wah, near the end of the da'wah. It was one thing. It was these words, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is because of these words, فَلِأَجَلِ هَذِي الْكَلَمَةِ قَامَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, It is because of this kalima la ilaha illallah that the sky remains in its place and the earth remains in its place. And it is because of this kalima that the entire creation has been created. It's because of this kalima that the entire mankind was brought into existence. Because of this kalima, Anbiya was sent into this world. It was because of this kalima that deen has been prescribed. Because of this kalima that we will have life after death, where the scales will be erected and good deeds will be weighed and evil deeds will be weighed. It's because of this kalima that we have Jannah. It is because of this kalima and those who reject it that we have the fire of Jahannam. It is because of this kalima that people will be divided and have been divided into believers and non-believers. It is because of this kalima that people have been divided into fujjar, open sinners, and mu'mineen, muttaqeen, believers, those who have taqwa. It is this kalima that is the key to Dar as Salaam, the place of eternal bliss. It is about this kalima that we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. The best words that I and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam had said is La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. Wahdah, He is alone. La sharika lah, He has no partner. Lahul mulk, for Him is kingdom. Walahul hamd, and for Him is praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and He has the power over everything. In a narration which is in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih al-Muslim, this narration is by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that sahabi who narrates the most hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu bid'u wa sab'una. Iman has more than 60 branches. Fa'afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. The highest level of his iman is to say la ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha. And the lowest level is imatatul adhan al-tariq, to remove something harmful from the pathway. Wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. And modesty, haya, bashfulness is one of the branches of iman. Whoever says this kalima, khalisan min qalbihi, with sincerity from the heart, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, man as'adin nas bi shafati rasulina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the most fortunate to attain the intercession of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As'adun nasi bi shafati, the most fortunate to have, will attain the shafa'ah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah is the one who says, La ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi aw nafsihi. The one who says this with greatest sincerity from his heart or her heart. And this question was asked by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And when he asked the question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him and said, that, O Abu Hurairah, it was my expectation that none other than yourself would ask a question of this caliber, such an important question. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying that those who say this kalima are the ones who will attain the shafa'ah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is such a powerful word that once in the battle, Usama bin Zaid was very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him on an expedition to a particular tribe in Juhayna. And they attacked the tribe and they were defeating them. And there was a person from the Ansar who was in a combat, in a duel with a disbeliever, and he was about to kill the person, and that person said, La ilaha illallah. He said, La ilaha illallah. So Usama bin Zaid says that the Ansari, who was in dual combat with this person, he held back. And Usama bin Zayd went ahead and attacked the person. And the story was then brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this person, before he was a disbeliever, before he was attacked, before he was killed, he quickly said, La ilaha illallah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned to Usama and said, Ya Usama, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَمَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Oh Usama, did you kill him after he said لا إله إلا الله? And Sayyidina Usama said, Oh Nabi of Allah, إِنَّمَا كَانَ مُتَعَوِّذًا He only said لا إله إلا الله to protect himself, to save his life. And Nabi Salaam repeated the question and he said, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَمَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Did you kill him after he said La ilaha illallah? And the narrator says, فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا Nabi Sassam repeated this again and again to such an extent that Sayyidina Usama says, حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْتُ أَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أَسْلَمْتُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ That he says, I had wished that it was only after that day I'd accepted Islam because of how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given importance to the fact that this person had said La ilaha illallah, even if it was just to protect himself. So this is such a powerful kalima, that even in these moments, if a person says it, then too it has its effect. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, and he says, I was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind him on a conveyance. And in fact it was Sayyidina Mu'az who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed, and he said, Ya Mu'az, And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Sayyidina Mu'az said, Labbaik, I'm present, O Nabi of Allah. Wa sa'daik, I'm at your service. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Mu'az, O Mu'az. And Sayyidina Mu'az said, I'm present, O Nabi of Allah. And he said it three times. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sayyidina Mu'az, Ma min ahadin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah sidqan min qalbihi illa haram Allahu alayhi an-nar. Any person who says La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and he says it with the sincerity of his heart, then that person, Jahannam, will be prohibited on him eternally. And then the narrator says that I asked the me of Allah that I should I go tell this to people, that whoever says this will enter into Jannah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't tell them, because they may become overconfident that they will rely on this, that I've said La ilaha illallah, I have my ticket to Jannah, and they will then sin and do as they please. That shouldn't be the case. However, in his last moments of his life, Sayyidina Mu'az informed this, and he felt that it was his duty to convey this to all those who were to come, indicating the great virtue of this kalima, La ilaha illallah. So this is really a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حُرِّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا يَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ That person who says La ilaha illallah, seeking the pleasure of Allah, will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. That person will not burn in the fire of Jahannam eternally. In a narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that he accepts the kalima which I had presented to my uncle. And what is that kalima? That Abu Talib was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lived his life supporting the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, granting him protection, granting him support. And in the last moments of his life, when he was about to leave this world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to visit him. Abu Jahl and some of the other enemies of Islam were also sitting there, and they sat close to him. And at that time, they sat in such a way that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't get close to his face, to his head. He wanted to have a private conversation with him. But they sat in such a way that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't get close to him. And at that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Abu Talib, his uncle, looking at how he looked after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he supported him, that, oh my uncle, say La ilaha illallah. Just say it, believing from your heart, and I will fight your case by Allah. I will intercede on your behalf. And at that moment, Abu Jahl turned to him and taunted Abu Talib and said, "Oh Abu Talib, are you going to leave the way of your father and your grandfather? Are you fearing life after death? Have you become coward?" He taunted him in this way. And Abu Talib, because of his own sense of self-honor and self-respect, he left this word saying, "Ala millati Abdul Muttalib. I've left the world on the way of my father and my grandfather." He left the world without iman. Despite all he did for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not have the ability to say the kalima. It was not in his destiny. And someone asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Nabi of Allah, he did so much for you. He protected you. He supported you. He spent his wealth on you. He helped you. Will this benefit him in any way?" And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, it will benefit him to the extent that his punishment will be such, because he left this world without iman, he's not a Muslim, so he will be in the category of the disbelievers. But his punishment will be such that he will wear shoes made of fire. And as a result of the shoes made of fire, his brains will boil. He will think that he is being punished in the most severe way. But in fact, he will be the one with the lightest punishment. Because he did not leave this world with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we read this kalima, and we say, La ilaha illallah, then this creates within us a desire to be obedient to Allah. It creates a desire to perform salah and to observe all the other acts of worship. It becomes a means of encouragement for us to repent and to turn to Allah and to make tawbah. It becomes a means of making shukr and thanking Allah for all the bounties that He has granted us. When we say this kalima at a time of difficulty, then it becomes a means of granting us patience. And it becomes a means of us being steadfast. There are numerous benefits that we get by reciting this kalima. When we recite this kalima, La ilaha illallah, it is pleasing to Allah. We gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives us a desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It protects us from the whispers of the devil. It softens our heart, so that we can be more receptive to the advices that are given to us, and it prevents us from sin. And therefore, we should make effort to say this kalima abundantly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the sahaba, "Jaddidu imanakum," renew, refresh, revitalize your iman. And the sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, "O Nabi of Allah, kayfa nujaddidu imanana? How do we refresh our iman? How do we strengthen our iman? How do we reinvigorate our iman?" And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah." Recite la ilaha illallah abundantly. Recite it abundantly. And therefore, we should make effort that morning and evening, we should recite this kalima, La ilaha illallah, at least 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, so that we become accustomed to it, so that when we leave this world, we leave this world with the words, La ilaha illallah, on our tongue. We leave this world, Man qala la ilaha illallah, man kana akhiru kalamihi, La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. Whoever leaves this world with the last words of La ilaha illallah, that person will enter into Jannah. There was one of the great narrators of hadith who used to narrate this hadith very often. And he narrated this hadith. He was requested to narrate this hadith. And he narrated the hadith. And he said, "Man qala la ilaha illallah." And then he passed away. And the ulama say that he completed the hadith in practice, that when he passed away, دخل الجنة, he entered into Jannah. He completed the hadith with his practice, in the sense that as he recited the hadith, and then he completed the hadith, but with him leaving this world and entering to Jannah. So may Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the ability to recite this kalima, La ilaha illallah.